Hello, it's your friend, your sis, your girl, your chica, and your amiga, your homegirl in the gospel, Lyric McCree. I just wanted to say something briefly. I had a thought come to me, and I believe it was the Holy Spirit. I was in my kitchen, and I was thinking about my daughter, and I was thinking about her diagnosis of level 2 autism and global developmental delay. And briefly, I wanted to feel forlorn. And then I thought about it, like, you know what? It's not the end of the world. For one, I believe at some point, if any of us had gone to the right therapist, we all could be diagnosed on the spectrum. Like, seriously, at any given point, they could make you fit on the spectrum if they want you on there. And I'm not saying that their diagnosis is not accurate. I'm just saying. The thought that came to me was, no two eggs crack the same way. I don't care how perfectly the yolk fell and fit into the bowl. When you measure the shells on both of those eggs, they are not going to say the same measurements. They're going to be completely different. Even though it's still two beautiful yolks, two perfectly good eggs cracked differently. And so be yourself, whatever yourself is. Be proud of who God made you, because you were created in His image. His word says that we were made in His image. His word says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. However that may be, it's fearfully and it's wonderfully made. And so, okay, so your egg is cracked differently than someone else's. Still a perfectly good egg, just cracked differently. So love you and love others too. Be more accepting when you can. Try, pray, ask the Lord to help you, not just to accept other people, but accept yourself, because I have found it to be true in my life, maybe not others, but I have found it to be true in my life that I have oftentimes been my worst critic. I am harder on myself than anyone, but I also believe that's a learned behavior. It's just the way I was raised. And no matter how much I did, no matter how good it was, if I got 5 A's and 1 B, why couldn't it be 6 A's? It just was never enough. And so I think I just learned to be hard on myself because everyone else was. And when that happens, you can often downplay who you are, not accept yourself, feel like you're not measuring up or less than someone else. It could play a lot of different tricks on you. So I have had to remind myself often, girl, you are enough. You are enough because God made you. I'm enough because if I wasn't, the Lord would add to me. And I don't have to perform a certain way. You don't have to perform a certain way. You don't have to be like someone else to get the things that they have. You can be yourself, and the Lord can bless and honor you just being you. See, the thing about the Lord is He wants to bless you. He wants to bless me, not the fake you, not the fake me. Because how can the Lord bless the you that's not you? If He wants to bless you, but you're trying to be somebody else, then how can He bless you? We can't find you. You're too busy being someone else. And so I have had to learn that it is really okay to be me. I've never tried to be anyone else, but I have tried to suppress who I am sometimes because, oh, it's too much. Oh, why you have to laugh so loud? Or why do you? Because it's the way God made my laugh. That's why. So now I make no apologies. for who I am, my personality, none of that. Now, I'm not talking about being rude and offensive and disrespectful to people and saying, oh, well, that's just the way I am. Yeah, that's not what I'm endorsing. I'm talking about your true, genuine self, the self that God made you. Make no apologies for. Don't try to rearrange who you are to fit into someone else's idea of who they think you should be or who they think you are or are not. You be you, and the people who are meant to be connected to your life will come when it's time. Not because you did anything so spectacular, other than you decided to be you. That's the most spectacular thing outside of loving Jesus that you could do for yourself. Just be you. So I pray you have a blessed day or night or whatever time it is where you are. And keep your head up. Be encouraged. You are loved. You are seen. You are chosen. And you are enough. Real talk.